You know, February happens to be Children's Dental Health Month, and Dr. Gavin Uchida is a pediatric dentist. He also serves as administrator for Hawaii Dental Service, and there's a campaign underway to get more families educated about tooth sealants and how they can help cavity-prone keiki. It's hard to understand why so few parents take advantage of the preventive treatment when it is often covered by insurance. Here's Dr. Uchida.
The sealants have been around since the 60s when they were first developed as a tool to help prevent cavities. It's one tool out of many, but it's one that's underused, not only in Hawaii, but across the United States, but especially here in Hawaii, it's underused. Statewide, only about 15% of kids age 6 through 8 are receiving sealants now. And it's not the case that sealants are limited to kids of that age, but that's the number one target for sealant. Only 15%, and that's true for both private insurance and for Medicaid population.
That just seems so shocking, you know, because if it's something that your insurance already covers, why not try it?
That's a great point. And I think perhaps there are so many things in our life that distract us from doing what it is that we could do to improve our health, that I think this is just one thing that falls in the cracks and we kind of lose sight of it. It would be nice if patients and members of the public and families bring up sealants to the attention of their dentist, inquire if sealants are going to be a good thing, and probe the dentist to maybe talking about whether or not it's something that should be considered. Sometimes the dentist needs to recommend it, but sometimes that urge and that nudge should come from the families.
Well, you know, we're talking kids as young as what, 5 years old. And the idea is that what, you put the sealant on to protect the first permanent teeth that come in?
Typically, that's how sealants are used. Although I think it's important to bring up that people of any age can receive sealants, and that could be someone who's younger than age 6. It could also be an adult. Adults can benefit from sealants as well, and that piece of the conversation is often lost. Like I said earlier, kids age 6, 7, and 8 are primarily the main targets for applying sealants. And for them, it's application of sealants to the first permanent molars, which is the number one use of sealants. But in theory, sealants can also be applied to baby teeth, baby molars before age 6. And they can be applied to permanent molars and permanent bicuspids for people of any age.
And it doesn't hurt, right? It's just something that it's applied and it dries on there and seals the tooth.
Yes, it's so easy to do. It's pain-free. It works. It helps reduce cavities, and statistics show that. It's often, but not always, an insurance benefit. It is a benefit for children covered under the state's welfare system, Quest. And most private insurance plans cover it at 100%. But you're right. It's easy, it's pain-free, and it works. So it's one more tool that should be considered in preventing cavities.
Well, this happens to be, Pediatric Dentistry Month, and I've seen the ads on TV running, really cute ads, you know, with the baby seal. But
Thank you, yes.
What else are we doing to get the word out?
So we have new leadership at Hawaii Dental Service, and this is one of our initiatives that we're really focusing on, because the benefit of sealants in preventing cavities and reducing the financial costs that members of the public need to pay to repair cavities, but also reducing the costs incurred by the insurance companies. This is a win-win. So we're promoting sealants for their win-win-win situation on the radio. We're getting word out to providers to maybe, hey, you know, reconsider, our sealants going to be a good part of a treatment plan for your patients. And we're asking families to also bring it up to the attention of their providers. But another sort of interesting and wonderful thing that's occurring is that we're actually taking steps to get sealants delivered to kids in schools. And this is something that is new to the state of Hawaii. It's occurring through the University of Hawaii, a Hawaii Keiki program under the supervision of Dr. Deborah Mateus and partnership with Hawaii Dental Service. We're actually relaunching a sealant program where we're going to schools in Title I regions statewide to try to increase exposure of these high-risk kids to the benefits of dental sealant.
Where are we doing this? Are we doing this here just on Oahu or on neighbor islands?
It was launched a few years ago, just prior to COVID-19. So there have been some delays and some stalls because of the pandemic. The program has been running successfully on windward Oahu, and we're going to be going to central Oahu very soon. It has also expanded to Maui, where we're seeing kids in Title I schools on Maui. Soon we're going to be launching in Kauai, and our intention is to also make it to Big Island and cover kids all over the state. That's on the horizon. But the program right now and through the past 2 years has successfully operated on Oahu and on Maui.
And so is it just a matter of then these folks going to the schools and then what, the parents get a flyer, you know?
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for asking. So if it's the case that anybody listening to this program is the parent or the guardian of a child, and you receive a permission form to allow or not allow this child to participate in sealants at schools, please fill out that permission form, read it over, and I encourage you to check yes. It's a free program. There are no costs involved to anybody. It's fully funded through Hawaii Dental Service and the University of Hawaii. If it's the case that you receive this permission form, fill it out and return it. It's really important. Not only would allow sealants to be delivered to your child, but it'll allow for screening of other oral diseases. Everything is pain-free and it's cost-free.
So if there are parents out there with keiki, look out for that if that comes to your school. And if you're a kupuna, that the grandchildren, just to make sure that they get that care, because it can go a long way in reducing the trauma sometimes of going to the dentist.
Oh, certainly, yes. And the wonderful thing about sealants, and forgive me, I can talk about sealants and oral health all day long. I get really excited about it. But the wonderful thing about sealants is that it is a positive experience for children and for adults. It's an easy thing to do, and it works. So it's an opportunity for somebody to have a happy dental experience. And it can turn a child who might have a little bit of anxiety and give them this positive experience. It's one more thing that can help make kids comfortable going to the dentist and going to all healthcare providers. So, yes, it's a slam dunk home run type of experience.
Well, I confess, I love my candy, and I had plenty cavities.
Well, Catherine, what you might want to do is you might want to ask your own dentist, your adult dentist, hey, I'm looking forward to enjoying some of my Valentine's Day candy. What can you do for me? And maybe that dentist will recommend sealants as a way to prevent some of those ill effects of those sweet things.
Well, I wish I knew about it when I was younger or was around, so that my experience with dentists weren't so traumatic.
Dentistry has come a long way, and a lot of things that actually legitimately may have been painful or scary in generations past, there are some new developments, and things actually get a lot more friendly, a lot more comfortable, a lot less painful now. I experienced the same thing myself. I know exactly where you're coming from.
Okay. You were scared of dentists, too, but you became one.
Yes, I did. I did.
All right. Gosh, and so when did you just relaunch the dental sealant school thing?
So the dental sealant program has been around for a couple of years. It stuttered a bit with the COVID pandemic, but we're looking like the program is going to go strong for this year and for the next school year. Yeah, stay tuned for that. And like I said, anybody who's a guardian of a second or a third grader, especially in a Title I program, if you see that permission form come through, pay attention to it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Catherine. I love talking about teeth. I hope the public all want to go and call their dentist now and schedule an appointment.
That was pediatric dentist and HDS Administrator Gavin Uchida talking about dental sealants and efforts to educate families with young children about how the treatments can help improve dental health.